Bees are incredibly valuable insects, indispensable really. Without these pollinators, about one-third of the food we eat would not exist. But bees face significant threats, and some are disappearing. Researchers at Toronto's York University have found that they're more vulnerable to extinction than most other organisms. RCI's Caroline Arbour looked into the story and joins us now from Toronto. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, Lynn.
So why are bees more at risk of becoming extinct than, say, other creatures?
Okay, it's a bit complicated to explain, but it has to do with the way sex is determined genetically in bees. The process can lead to a high concentration of sterile males in a small population. So if a virus strikes, for example, it's likely that population will not be able to regenerate itself, and eventually it just will be wiped out. Looking at computer models, a pair of researchers at York University determined that bees are 10 times more likely to go extinct than other animals. Biologist Lawrence Packer.
We would argue that they're like an environmental canary in the coal mine, and assessing their populations is actually quite crucial.
Professor Packer says one species of bumblebees has recently disappeared from the planet. It used to be found in Northern California. Other species appear to be on the way to local extinction in some parts of Europe.
One of the things that's a bit worrying about this is that the only places where we've got detailed information about bee biodiversity over time is from the UK and Holland, and the number of species that are declining in both those places is substantial. In Britain, 40% of the area has experienced a decline in number of bee species over the last 25 years, and in Holland it's 60%.
Caroline, bees don't only make honey, they're crucial for pollination. Are there figures available on this economic contribution?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, they're responsible for the pollination of about one-third of the plants found in our diet. It's estimated that the annual value of crops pollinated by bees in Canada is more than $1 billion, $15 billion in the United States. Dr. Mehdat Nazir is Alberta's provincial apiculturist.
That goes mainly for fruit production, canola. Like, for example, in Alberta here, we estimated the value of honeybees to our agriculture because we grow 800,000 acres of canola. The value here it reaches about $350 million.
So there's really a significant need to keep the bee populations large.
The thing is that there are a number of viruses and diseases threatening bee colonies around the world. One big problem right now is the varroa mite, a parasite similar to lice in humans. Dr. Nazir says it didn't even exist in Canada until about 15 years ago.
They were parasites on different kind of bees in Southeast Asia, but with the movement and transportation, those mites moved from the Asian bees into European bees. They moved to Canada in 1990.
The varroa, Lynn, lives on a bee's body and feeds on its blood. Parasites don't usually kill their hosts, but the varroa, what it does is it weakens the bees. In places where winters are particularly rigorous, the losses can be high. Normally, beekeepers can expect to see about 10% of their colonies die in a year. Last winter, though, in the United States, 50% of the more than 2.5 million hives were destroyed, mostly by varroa mites. That, of course, is an average. Some beekeepers lost everything. And the same thing happened in the province of Quebec 2 years ago. And the reason for that is that the varroa mites have built a resistance to the pesticide used to get rid of them.
So what's being done in Canada then to protect the bees from these mites or other pests?
Dr. Nazir says beekeepers in Canada have been fairly lucky because researchers have been working for about a decade on control measures. This fall, a new pesticide, not available to beekeepers in the U.S., was approved for use here. But more importantly, a lot of emphasis is being put on global management techniques and practical alternate approaches. I'll give you an example. The varroa is attracted to the male pupa. The pupa is the larva in the stage before it becomes an adult. So beekeepers can build a frame in the hive designed to develop more males, then take the frame out, put it in the freezer for 3 days, and this kills the pupa and the mites. Dr. Nazir explains that beekeepers can also introduce so-called hygienic bees.
Some bees, they have better ability of recognizing the cells which contain the honeybee pupa. That's where the mites develop. They are infected. So what the bees do, take out the pupa and take it out of the hive and kill them. But most of these techniques like requires time and it's expensive.
And apiculturists have more than just the varroa mite to worry about. An expert I spoke to at Université Laval in Quebec City attended an international apiculture conference in Dublin, Ireland in August. Concerns around the world are focused now on two diseases, the European fowl brood and the American fowl brood. Bees affected are treated with the antibiotic tetracycline, but there again, they're developing a resistance to the medication. York University professor Lawrence Packer says we need to pay more attention to bees.
We should be protecting them. We should be finding out more about how small a population can persist over a long period of time. We don't really have a good idea of that empirically.
There are, Lynn, 1,000 species of bees in Canada, 20,000 worldwide.
Thanks very much, Caroline.
You're welcome.
RCI's Caroline Arbour in Toronto.